He is the coach, Mike Keenan, joining us once again on Brady and Walker. Coach, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I am terrific. Thanks for having me on, and certainly Dober Utra to everybody there that speaks Russians. Good morning to all.
We're barely speaking English at 6:24 a.m. So that's and you must have quite a celebration with your team. What a road! And we saw you at the end of Game Six, and we were my heavens, what on earth? I felt bad for you because I what were you the most upset about in that scenario while losing Game Six?
Well, it was the calls early in the game. We had played the previous game with the same officials, and they didn't make any calls. And then they made two cheap calls early in the game. They had a 2-0 lead because of it on power plays. So I said that, you know, wasn't very consistent in terms of what they had done the game before. So just the emotional attachment to the game, and I guess that's what happens when you're totally invested in something like this.
That said, I think maybe what got you angry, and I'd have been angry, that you were getting jostled a little bit because you weren't physically at the referees, but you didn't want to let them know what you thought, and you were kind of getting jostled by one of the security guys. Am I reading this? Did I see this properly?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did.
Okay.
That's new and different.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's less I haven't seen jostling in the NHL like that since Jim Schoenfeld and Don Koharski.
Exactly.
So there you go. Yeah.
So, Coach, how do you rate this? I mean, how proud are you of it's not the National Hockey League, but there's so many more challenges, right? We've had you on throughout the course of the season, the language barrier, communicating with players, the fact that no Canadian has won this trophy in this league title before. Describe your level of feeling of accomplishment today.
Yeah, we're really pleased about Mike Foligno and I, proud, came here as Canadians, and fortunately for us, we were working with a very, very astute coach, Ilya Vorobyev, and his father is a legendary coach of, like, Scotty Bowman, amongst the top coaches in this country. So he had a great feeling for the emotional and intellectual translation that took place. He was our lifeline. But the players, and we're very proud of the fact we were able to accomplish something like this because of the translation and because of the barriers. Our players were a young group, so there was a few of them could speak a little bit of English, enough to grasp, and at times the body language to give them the message. But in the end, they came together really well. And these cups, doesn't matter what cup you're playing for. You mentioned the Ontario Hockey League Cup finals on your broadcast this morning, and the Stanley Cup. Involved in any of those cups, they're all difficult, really difficult to win. The Gagarin is tough too because it's four rounds, just like the NHL. You've got to win best of seven four times, and that makes it challenging.
Mike Keenan, our guest, and the league seems in a very healthy place, maybe healthier than it was a couple seasons ago. They're adding teams. The Joker team from Helsinki's coming into play next year. There's a couple other Russian teams planned. One that's going to play out of the Sochi arenas from the Olympics. So it seems to be in a healthy place.
It really is. The competition level has increased dramatically. The team we're playing, for example, and they'll probably have to address this at some time. We had five imports, and three of them were from Canada, one from Finland, and one from Czech Republic. But the team we played, they had 16 imports. So the quality of play continues to improve. And this is in the countries outside of Russia. There's eight countries involved. Now Finland coming in will be the ninth country, different countries. And they were able to bolster their lineups with import players, they call them. That's players from anywhere in the world. So it's definitely a league that's on the uprise and the upswing, and some great quality hockey is being played here. I call it the second best league in the world. I can't say we're at the NHL quality yet, but some of the games for sure would be what we would describe as NHL quality.
I know you're enjoying the moment right now, Coach, but you've obviously given thought all year probably to what lies next for you. Do you know where you are 5-6 months from now? Do you want another tour in the K? Are you looking for other opportunities? Where are you?
I really haven't thought about it. I came here with a pretty open mind, as I said, Michael Pelino, myself, and both have had some international experience. Mike was with a gold medal winner for Canada in Salt Lake, and various stops with Team Canada and a lot of international competition with the Rangers in New York with Tom Rennie and myself in Florida. So the two of us took this adventure on, and that's exactly what it was. It was an unbelievable ride, a lot of sacrifices from both of us, leaving family behind, and they were very supportive. So we're just going to catch our breath right now, and then we'll go from there.
How is the playoff fever, if you will? We get so used to over here, we see if a team goes a couple of rounds, now it's Montreal. The Toronto Raptors have a chance to close it out, and the city's kind of electric here tonight. Was it the same feel with the community and the fans there?
Absolutely. In both of the cities, in Prague, they had the biggest hockey attendance ever in the O2 Arena, and that's where the World Championships were played. So there was standing room only of close to 18,000 people in their building, and our building, standing room only, would probably mean about 9,000, but it was electric in both buildings. Our building's a little bit smaller in volume, but just as noisy because of that, and both cities had embraced this series. It was actually a very, very competitive NHL style of play. You had a Finnish coach and a Canadian coach, and we played in people that know international hockey. The Finns play very much like Canadians, and that's exactly what we got in this series. Was a real emotional, competitive, fierce competition on the ice. So that was very interesting to watch it evolve and how this escalated throughout the series.
Mike Keenan, his Magnitogorsk team wins the Gagarin Cup, the first Canadian, first North American coach to do this. Coach, we hope we can stay in touch. Safe travels.
We'll say Canadian. I'm from Canada.